This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do have Dennis, which is tremendous. Dennis Dodd is with us. I know he's juggling. CBS Sports senior college football writer. Dennis, how you doing? I appreciate you coming on. You good?
I am good. Things are changing by the minute, but thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let me just set you up, and you tell us, you're the source of info. What's the latest update? What in totality, what are you hearing about college football?
Well, it's not as dire as it was, I think, at the beginning of the day. You know, there was an erroneous report that the Big Ten was going to cancel football this morning. The presidents are meeting at the top of the hour. I do think that's going to happen in the Big Ten. I think it'll happen in the Pac-12. But then a lot of uncertainty as far as canceling the season for those other three leagues, ACC, Big 12, and SEC. I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And I just had an AD tell me that, you know, any combination of those three leagues could go forward without all the teams in the league. In the ACC, Nebraska could play 15 ACC games. If it's got Frost, that we may have to look elsewhere. So it's very, very fluid right now.
All right, so that's what I didn't understand. Like, when we were talking about this before you came on. Like, let's say, I know Scott Frost is very, very demonstrative, and I respect it. Everybody wants to play. We all want to watch it. So he wants to play. Okay, so if it's not, for a moment, let's just assume that there is no Big Ten season, okay, as you said, and he wants to play 10 games or 11 games, and he schedules a couple from the ACC, a couple from wherever, Big 12, whatever it is. Okay, so you play football. But what does that accomplish? Because you're not chasing a conference championship. The money is obviously affected. You can't have different conference affiliation. It just seems so unrealistic, Dennis.
Well, think of those games as inventory for those schools to access the money that they're getting from the networks. You know, The networks call them inventory. They don't even call them games. The Big 12 owes the networks, I think ESPN and Fox, 57 games. Well, with a 10-plus-1 season, that would be 56, so they're almost there. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about, there'd have to be some special arrangement. I just had an AD tell me that would be details. You know, if they were willing to do it, mm-hmm. you know, you'd figure out the money. He compared it to Sammy Sosa becoming a free agent July 31st. It's a rent a player. Nebraska would be a rent a team for a year.
And the NCAA would allow that for them to play under a different conference affiliation, in essence?
I don't think the NCAA would have a say in it.
Those really?
Those conference affiliations are agreements between those schools and the networks, like I said, that broadcast their games. I don't think the NCAA has anything to do with conference affiliation.
But wouldn't that have to be ironed out beforehand, like Notre Dame joining the ACC for 5 games and doing all the other sports? Like, midstream, it seems pretty aggressive to do that.
Well, the NCAA didn't have to prove that with Notre Dame. That's why the Power Five are the Power Five. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to control their fate. Yep. So, I mean, the only conference affiliation that I know of is that you have to have 6 teams in a division to play a conference championship game, and that doesn't come into play here.
Wow. All right, so we're talking to Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports senior college football writer. So you told me that the Big 12, I think you said, has 57 games to or inventory to satisfy, correct?
Right.
What is the Big 10's level of inventory? Do you have a number?
Yeah, I don't know. It's more because there's 14 teams.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Okay, no, I got you. It's almost immaterial, but the point still remains the same. So, to me, the Big Ten leaving all that money on the table, they're going to come across as responsible and in tune with doing the right thing, and the Big 12 is going to be considered, I believe, insensitive, and if this happens, and callous and reckless. And how could they be positioned as anything other than just grabbing money at whatever risk?
If they do what? I wasn't clear.
If they play games.
If the Big 12 plays games or any of these.
Well, if you have three conferences that do play, and you have the Big 10 and the Pac-12 that don't, the three conferences that do are going to look really bad, in my opinion.
I think there's optics there, but I also think that those conferences, if they can find their medical officials with enough to clear them, because a lot of this is about liability, then they would go forward. I mean, this was talked about a long, long time ago. Greg Sankey said on a radio show, do you think the conferences could move forward together? And he said that's not necessarily has to be the case. So he said then that they might. Back then, I interpreted that as him saying, y'all can do the rest you want. The SEC's playing football. I don't think that's necessarily the case right now.
Yep.
But, look, we're having this discussion. The players want to play football. Everybody wants football. If you speak against that, you're a Debbie Downer. So, you know, you've got politics involved, the president's tweeting. So, I don't know what kind of pressure there might be.
Yeah, no, everybody's obviously weighing in. But I would say, Dennis, not everybody wants to. Well, I think everybody wants to play. Not everybody is playing. A lot of, or at least a couple of very high-pro first-round picks are Penn State, Virginia Tech player, cornerback. They're not going to play. Do you know if there's any sort of, within the contract for the TV networks, because I think a lot more star players will bounce, that there would be an adjustment in the rate per game if the stars aren't playing? Like, if I'm a network and 15 of the best players aren't playing in a given day, why would I pay them the money that I said I was going to pay them?
Yeah, I don't think there's that specific language. It's just about the games. In other words, whoever's playing for Michigan is going to do a number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's why they own the rights to those games. Whoever knows, Notre Dame is paying $15 million a year from NBC because it's Notre Dame. You know, they might be crappy that year, but it's going to draw a number. So I don't think it has anything to do with it. What I haven't been able to figure out is what makes a legitimate playoff if only a percentage of the teams are playing. Well, you know, what does the contract say? Well, what if Texas isn't in there? What if USC isn't in there?
I know.
Are they paying $475 million a year if 50 schools are playing? Should they pay that much? That's
no.
What I can't figure out. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Listen, I know you have a hard out. You got some TV requirements.
Yep.
Thanks for carving out some time. Appreciate you, Dennis.
All right, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.